97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
All right, when I'm wrong, I'm usually willing to admit it unless I'm arguing with my wife. I was wrong. So Kristi Noem would not be. She'd be far from the first woman to be the head of the Department of Homeland Security. I forgot all about Janet Napolitano, who didn't sleep much for Barack Obama. And then Kirsten Nielsen, who served during Trump's first term.
So she'd be the third.
She would be the third.
His second.
Those first two were unmemorable. I did not remember them, so I apologize.
Or you'd blocked out Napolitano.
I might have blocked out Napolitano altogether. You know how that goes. All right, let's look now at what's going on in the state of Missouri, right? There is a little bit of a battle underway, and I'm glad to see it, for House Speaker. We've got State Representative Justin Sparks on the phone with us this morning from District 110. And Justin, welcome back. How are you?
Thanks for having me on. Good morning.
You bet, man. Great to get you on here. I read somebody texted me the other day, hey, did you know Justin is challenging John Patterson for Speaker of the House? And I'm like, well, no, I didn't. Let's get him on the radio. What sparked this?
Yeah, you know, I've set off a little bit of an earthquake in Missouri politics. And the reason is we have an heir apparent to the speakership, John Patterson. And he's been selected through an informal caucus vote over a year ago. And he's supposed to be the person that takes the speakership in January when the official vote takes place. Here's the problem. John Patterson doesn't represent Republican values. John Patterson was one of the only Republicans to vote against the SAFE Act, which prohibited transgender surgeries and puberty-blocking hormones for children. John Patterson was the only Republican that voted against initiative petition reform, which would have prevented Amendment 3 from passing by the statistics and the numbers alone. John Patterson is the person that has refused to bring up the Second Amendment bills that are so precious to so many of us. This is John Patterson, the man. This is a repeated pattern of behavior from John Patterson. But we have to talk about the system that gave us John Patterson. Why would a supermajority in the state of Missouri in the House of Representatives choose such a person that doesn't reflect our values to be, in fact, the most powerful person in the Missouri State House? And the reason for that is because special interests and donors want John Patterson in that position so that they can forward their liberal special interests. Power is for sale in Jefferson City. And how do I know that? Well, because you can purchase it.
Ah.
If you want to be on the budget committee, you got to pay $5,000, was one of the representatives that told me that's exactly how much they had to pay. If you want to be a chairman, you have to pay $20,000. Mark, when I got down to Jefferson City, they take you to lunch. It's a fried chicken lunch. And they give you an envelope, but in the envelope there's a card. And in mine was a little card that said $20,000 on it. And that was what I was going to be required to pay to the House Republican Campaign Committee in order to secure my spot on a powerful committee or a chairmanship or eventual future leadership.
What?
That's their first test to find out if you're going to pay to play. It's their first test of you to see if you'll go along with the scheme in order so that you can be manipulated and special interests can continue to push forward legislation that do not reflect the voters' will.
So, Justin, where does the money go?
So the money flows into the House Republican Campaign Committee, and then that is spent to consultants during the election cycle.
Ah.
So, for example, the former director of the House Republican Campaign Committee actually was partners in a consultant firm. So as representatives are purchasing their places of power, that money was flowing to him, to his partner, in his consultant firm. That's how it works. It's incestuous. And it's corrupting. That's what I've been telling people is, like, whenever you insert huge amounts of money into the process of buying power, it's a corrupting force. And so once they see the representatives that are going to go, because not all representatives go along with this scheme, but once they see the ones that will go and will do what they're being forced and compelled to do, then more special interests are encouraged to flood and pour money through that representative, essentially laundering it to HRCC.
Wow.
That is how it works.
That's insane. You know, the outside money that poured into Amendment 3 to get it passed here in Missouri was also just ridiculous. And I saw Channel 4 ran a story about you saying if you were to become Speaker, that on day one, you'd want to figure out a way, let's take steps to get Amendment 3 abortion restrictions back on the ballot. How do you go about doing that? And do you think it would stand a chance to pass?
And that, you're exactly right. And that is why... that's one of the main reasons I'm doing what I'm doing, because John Patterson has made statements that he will not do that. He will not tackle Amendment 3. Guys, Amendment 3 barely passed, and it passed because of three cities. And this is something we've known in Missouri for a very long time. This is why initiative petition reform, the process of changing the Constitution, has been the number one Republican priority for the last 8 years. But we have people like John Patterson that continually and constantly stonewall and stand in the way. And he can do that because he was the floor majority leader, and he was one of the most powerful people controlling legislation. That's on purpose, right? That's intentional. We have to change that in order to fix the system. And the way that you do that is you say, okay, polling data shows that well over 70% of Missourians want restrictions on abortion. They don't want unrestricted abortion up until the day of birth. They don't want women that are injured by abortions not to be able to sue the person that did the abortion on them if they're injured. They don't want these things. Okay, so what do they want? We build the framework in the Constitution, and then we tackle it statutorily.
Yeah, Justin, I'm about out of time here. What's the action step here? Should people call their reps and let them know that they support you?
That's exactly right. And we're seeing that from all over, by the way.
Yeah.
Especially from those that have not been indoctrinated or manipulated in the system, the brand new legislators, right? They're coming out in droves to support me. People need to contact their representative and say, vote the right way, vote for Justin Sparks.
Justin, thank you for your time, my friend. We'll talk soon.
Get more at 971talk.com.